Welcome, and welcome back to Brandler Bit. I'm Jeff Brandler. In our past few weeks, we've talked about anxiety. And I don't know about you, I'm not very anxious to do another episode. There will be more episodes about anxiety and fear and how to change it. But this one, I think, is a better idea. This bit is entitled, I Have This Little Problem. Seemingly, in my office, I either get a phone call or I get to meet with someone, and the conversation goes something like, you know, I have this little problem with depression, or my significant other just abuses me a little bit, or I probably have this little addiction problem. And I always think about, well, why do we need the word little in any of this? I mean, little is one of those minimizing denial words which takes it away from what it is. If your significant other is abusing you, he or she is abusing you. If you have a problem with depression or addiction, the word little doesn't make a whole lot of sense. In physical illness, I mean, would we want to say that I have a little problem with diabetes? I hope not. Or a small little bit of cancer? I don't want any cancer, thank you very much, let alone a little of it. And it seems to be the way that we think about this, because acknowledging and admitting these things are really hard to say out loud. If the person has a problem with addiction, if they have an issue with pornography, for example, it's a whole lot better to say, well, you know, I've been probably watching a little bit of porn, and my wife is a little bit upset about it. Rather than say, I have this major problem with this, I have a hard time stopping, I'm about to lose my marriage. It's probably easy to use the word little in that sentence. When I ask the obvious question about the person that has a little bit of something, the person usually responds to that the way that most people would. If they hear that I'm attacking them, which I don't do, but if they hear that I'm attacking them, then they get defensive. If they hear that I'm nudging the process along and say, wow, you know, that sounds like a pretty big thing, can we talk about that? Or, hey, you know, I've never met anybody that had a little bit of drinking. I've known people that have had lots of bits of drinking, but never anybody had a little bit of drinking. They usually will chuckle with that, and then kind of move the process along to say, yeah, you know, I've been thinking about this for quite a while. So again, it depends on how that gets approached. So for example, if you have a significant other and you are going to discuss with him or her one of their problems that they just say is a little problem, if you attack them head on, you're going to go head on into the hurricane, head on into the tornado, and all you're going to get back is lots of defense mechanisms and lots of denial and lots of pushback, which then is going to become a ping pong match between you and your significant other about this little problem that the person perhaps might have, or major problem that this person might have, but you're not going to get anywhere with it. In order to change problems, first you have to name something so then you can claim it. So then you can tame it. So first you name it. I have a problem with addiction. Then you claim it. This is the problem I have. This is what it's done. This is what it's doing to me. Then you work on taming it. That is fixing it. That is treating it. So if you can name it, you can claim it, you can tame it, and you can take what you might describe as a little problem and overcome that and become a better person. If you have any questions about today's Brandler Bit or anything else, feel free to contact me at my website, which is www.changeispossible.org. I'm Jeff Brandler. And remember, regardless of whether you have a little problem or a big problem, change is possible.